Spingola Speaks. Our guest today is James Perloff. That's P-E-R-L-O-F-F. He is the author of Truth is a Lonely Warrior. That is a good title. That really is a good title. And The Shadows of Power, The Council on Foreign Relations, and The American Decline, which was published in 1988. Now, before the break, we were talking about external enemies and strengthening the Patriot Act and justifying the use of drones. And, of course, the situation with the Boston Marathon was a big distraction. And the public is very easily distracted. They just kind of go along with the news, wherever the news wants to take them. So maybe we could talk about 9/11.
I'd like to do that, Dan. We're in our second hour now. I wonder, before we start on 9/11, which is a really important topic, would you mind if I summarize quickly what this book deals with?
Oh, please, yes.
That might give our listeners some talking points, too.
Sure.
And I'll try to do this quickly. We have almost 30 chapters and appendices. Well, chapter one is what we talked about at the outset, the six wars. Chapter two, we talk about the establishment, the controls of government, whether Republican or Democratic administration is there, how it does that through the Council on Foreign Relations, which dominates the presidential cabinets and is aiming for a world government. Chapter three, we look at the Federal Reserve and how it's debauched our currency by creating money from nothing, which causes inflation and rising prices while that money goes into the pockets of the cartel. Chapter four, we talk about how this cartel has run American foreign policy in the 20th century, the Marshall Plan, World Bank, UN, and so forth. Chapter five is Vietnam, which deserved a chapter in itself, a war that could have been won in months, but was deliberately dragged out by this cartel for its own purposes. Chapter six, we talk about the plan for today, how they want to convert NAFTA into a North American Union, just as the common market was changed into the European Union, and then bring these regional alliances into a world government. Chapter seven, we talk about media control. Chapter eight, we talk about how nations have been destroyed through immigration, which fragmentizes them by severing them from their colonies in Europe to make them provinces of the European Union. And also, and this will surprise some people, my book is a little bit sympathetic towards monarchies. Monarchies are a symbol of nationhood, and they've worked to destroy those as well. Chapter 9, we talk about the unholy alliance between Marxism and capitalists. You know, David Rockefeller's plane had landing rights in Moscow, even during the Cold War. Chapter 10, we talk about this whole satanic control structure, how they communicate through these annual meetings like the Bilderbergers, Trilateral Commission, and Committee of 300. Chapter 11, Freemasonry, we acknowledge over 95% of all American Freemasons are not involved in any sinister activity, but there is a history of these illuminated 33rd degree Masons who worship Lucifer, and certainly Masonry has been involved in revolutions, especially on the European continent. Chapter 12, Environmentalism, deals with how environmentalism is meant to control us through false pretext. Chapter 13 is Zionism and its attempt to seize Israel, not for godly purposes, but for ungodly purposes, especially to create a throne for the Antichrist right in Jerusalem. Chapter 14 is all the holes in 9/11, and we'll get to those. Chapter 15, purposes of the Iraq War. Chapter 16, we talk about control of the arts, how people like the Beatles were really a setup and didn't just happen spontaneously. Chapter 17, it's called The War on Faith. It's about ecumenism, how world religions are being consolidated because just as countries are being consolidated into these regional alignments, just as business mergers are coming together, they want all religions to, quote-unquote, work together so that they can be ruled over. Chapter 18 is on the protocols of the learned elders. Chapter 19 is about cyber tyranny and how we're spied on through the Internet. Chapter 20 is called The Secret War on Life, a special emphasis on vaccines and how they're used to create autoimmune diseases and autism and so forth. Chapter 21 talks about weather and chemtrails, also part of the depopulation program. And we have about five more chapters after that.
All righty. We will be right back in 3 minutes.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is James Perloff. He is the author of Truth is a Lonely Warrior. You can get it as a Kindle edition with all the live links. He also wrote The Shadows of Power, The Council on Foreign Relations, and The American Decline. That was published in 1988. And you were going through all of the chapters. Now, were you on 20 or...
Oh, it's up to 21. Well, we also have chapters on what I call the arrival of the despot. There's definitely evidence from all the writings out there of the Illuminati that they plan to seat an Antichrist-like figure on a throne. And we have chapter conclusions and recommendations. We have a chapter on the myths of free trade and how the free trade arguments were altered in order to get conservatives to support an agenda that's destroyed our job structure in this nation. We have an appendix on how the Green Movement is not grassroots, but is funded by establishment foundations to the tune of millions of dollars, and we actually list the actual donations and the figures there. We have an appendix on the book 1984 by George Orwell and the amazing ways that has come true, and a couple other appendices there. But I thank you, Deanna, for allowing me to summarize it. I just want to give people an idea of where we're going with this.
Well, it's so comprehensive. You've covered just so many things. It's remarkable.
Well, like I say, if you give people just one piece, it's not believable. I'm trying to give people a resource I can give others so they can see the entire jigsaw puzzle, as I was using before as a metaphor. I should mention something, too. People might wonder, well, you know, why do you make a Kindle book? Why not? I like to read a regular book. I do, too. The thing was, due to various circumstances, I didn't have money for a print run. But somebody suggested, why not do a Kindle book? And I found not only is it 7% of the cost, but you can also put all these hyperlinks in. Like when I'm talking about Pearl Harbor, there's a hyperlink right there to a BBC documentary. You can go right to the document and watch it, which supports what I'm saying. And so there's advantages to a Kindle book, and they're cheaper, and they're delivered automatically. If I can get a print edition out, I will do that. By the way, if people wonder, well, I can't read this book because I don't have a Kindle device, you don't need a Kindle device. You can download Amazon's Kindle software for free with a couple of mouse clicks. That's all it takes, a couple of mouse clicks. You've got the Kindle software. You can then read any Kindle book.
Right. I just put it, I have the software on my iPad, and so I can take my iPad to bed with me, and it works like a Kindle, and it's just fine. I also have Kindle on all of my computers, and I really do appreciate all of the live links. All right, let's talk about 9/11.
Absolutely. Well, you could write a book on that, as people have. 9/11, I lead into that from the chapter on Zionism, where I've been talking about the attack on the USS Liberty and the King David hotel bombing, where they did the air gun went in disguise as Arabs and blew it up, maiming and killing many people, and then how they tricked Mossad tricked the United States into bombing Libya in 1986 over the bombing at the Lebel discotheque, when in fact the intelligence intercepts American intelligence picked up were actually were a deception by the Mossad. They'd planted a device called a Trojan in Tripoli, which was broadcasting these messages from Libya congratulating the terrorists on what they'd done. It was all a Mossad trick, and that was detailed by former Mossad agent Victor Ostrovsky in his book, The Other Side of Deception. Well, I lead then into 9/11, and I remember this myself. You know, on the day of 9/11, there were these men who were photographing themselves against the backdrop of the burning buildings and high-fiving each other, and they drove off in a white van, and CNN reported that, and they said that the neighbors had taken down the license number and the police had apprehended the van, and then nothing more was said. Well, it turned out that they were Mossad agents. They were detained for a couple of months and then allowed to go back to Israel, since it was Al-Qaeda that supposedly perpetrated this horrible, horrible catastrophe on the United States. But a question that had not been answered, why were these men celebrating right after this happened? I mean, the FBI didn't release the names of the alleged hijackers until a couple of days later. How come Mossad agents were already celebrating and high-fiving each other when the towers were going down? Then we have a lot of other interesting facts. For example, Zim Navigational was the only Israeli firm in the Twin Towers. They moved out 1 week before the Twin Towers went down. You have the fact that just a couple of months before 9/11, Larry Silverstein, a good friend of the three Israeli prime ministers, purchased the Twin Towers and purchased the World Trade Center for a cost of $124 million. And 2 months later, the disaster occurred, and he got an insurance payout of $5 billion, almost $5 billion. He got almost $50 back for every dollar he invested in the World Trade Center. And then there was the question of, you know all of this at the end of it, why were fighter planes not immediately deployed over Washington? After the second tower was hit, it was until about 35 minutes later that the Pentagon was hit, and the plane that went into the Pentagon had already been off course for 44 minutes. Why were no planes deployed over our highest defense priority at that time? And then there was the identity of the hijackers. You know, several of them turned out to be alive and protested. They're having their pictures printed in the newspapers. And no corrections were made. Who were the hijackers? And why did none of the pilots send any distress signals? Not, you know, they were trained to type in codes if they were hijacked. Not one of the pilots on any of those four planes said, we're under attack, we're being hijacked, one of our staff has been stabbed. And the pilots themselves, those who trained at those flight training schools were said to be remarkably incompetent as pilots. How could they go into the side of the Pentagon at 500 miles an hour with such accuracy? And, of course, nobody survived any of the flights to say what actually happened to serve as an eyewitness. So I've only touched on some of the holes there, but I'll turn it back over to you. I'm sure you know a lot you can say.
Except some of those people that they accused, they survived. Right?
I'm sorry, which people?
The people that they accused of being the terrorists. There were several, what was it, seven of them survived and said, hey, how come you're accusing me of being a terrorist? I was here in my own country.
Absolutely, right. No, and that was publicized more in the European media than it was in the American media. I found most of the information on that on foreign resources, that the several of those men identified as hijackers had actually been alive and gone to the U.S. Embassy and demanded an explanation, said, I've never been to America. What are you talking about? Well, we list those in the book, Truth is a Lonely Warrior, but of course you can find it online.
Certainly. And the FBI said that Osama bin Laden that he was not on their list, that they couldn't find any direct connection to 9/11. And yet here we had this past Sunday, as I mentioned before, the story about how they went and got him. And of course, when nobody says anything, when the American public does not raise up and say, hey, you can't go into another country and kill somebody and then dump their body in the ocean. You can't do that. The American public just does not respond to any of these things that are going on. They did respond, of course, to the Monsanto march this past Saturday, and that was they had a good response. And you have covered the environmental situation and have mentioned Monsanto. But, gosh, when you consider all the stuff that the U.S. government gets away with and the things that they do without any resistance, it's just amazing. It just demonstrates the dumbing down of the U.S. public.
Right, and of course, one reason, too, is that our press goes right along with whatever the media says. They don't ask the tough questions, like who were the hijackers then, the obvious question, if the identities were stolen, who were the real hijackers? They're not asking those kind of questions. And so unless people are thinking for themselves or are tapped into outside-the-box shows like yours, they're not going to be alert to that. Hopefully, people can pick up a thread of the contradiction and start pulling on that thread and start to come to a realization of the truth. It is out there. There are shows like this one. There's plenty of stuff on the web. The web is spying on us, as far as I'm concerned, but at the same time, we're able to exploit it to find out what's really going on through our communications on the Internet. And I think we've done a much better job of that than they thought we could. I think they thought that everybody was dumb and that they could violate Abraham Lincoln's dictum that you can't fool all those people all the time. Turns out that a lot of people aren't fooled, and people are wising up. And it's interesting that Zbigniew Brzezinski recently said, and you can hear him say this on YouTube, speaking before the Royal Institute of International Affairs, which is the counterpart of the Council on Foreign Relations, in England, he said, he talked about how it's easier to kill a million people today than to control them. And I take it by that, by controlling them, he means it's hard to control people now because so much information is out there. And I don't know exactly what means he was talking about when he said it's easy to kill a million people, but he may have been talking about weather control, which he discussed in his book Between Two Ages, published in 1970.
Oh, right.
Or perhaps he was talking about chemtrails and vaccines, I don't know, but when you hear somebody that high up in the government talk about the ease with which a million people can be killed, it certainly is cause for notice.
Exactly. Do you want to talk about that? About the weather?
Well, we could talk a little about vaccines, because I think that's an area that people don't have enough information on.
Okay.
I'm a registered nurse, and, anecdotally, about 20 years ago, I was working at a major Boston hospital, and we were told that it was an all-hands-on-deck meeting in the auditorium. Everybody had to attend. We'd go in shifts, and I thought, wow, is there a national disaster? Well, they said, the CDC has decided that hepatitis B is very dangerous and that every healthcare worker should be given 3 vaccinations against it. And I said, wait a minute, you only get that from a dirty needle, and we're on a needle-free system now. We're using adapters instead of needles. If we do use a needle, we've got a drop box in every room. We don't recap them. What's the big deal? They say, well, if you don't want the vaccination, you'll have to sign papers. And I said, that's fine with me. Now, I didn't know a thing about vaccines at the time. But since then, I've learned that vaccines are quite harmful as we go to our break here.
Absolutely. All righty. We'll be right back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TheraVim.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is James Perloff, the author of Truth is a Lonely Warrior in the Kindle edition, The Shadows of Power, The Council on Foreign Relations, and The American Decline. The second book was written in 1988. It is a classic, and everyone should own a copy. And certainly the Kindle. I really love the Kindle edition. I really do. Okay, you were talking about the vaccines and the hepatitis B.
Right. So, well, chapter 20 of my book it's about population control, and I start by quoting many leading figures like Bertrand Russell and Ted Turner and Prince Philip and Robert McNamara about how the greatest problem the world faces is overpopulation and how the population must be reduced. And even people on record are saying among the world's elite that we must reduce world population by 90%. You know, I've written a couple of books about Darwinism and in between Shadow of the Power and this current book, well-known one called Tornado in a Junkyard, and I talk about the myths of Darwinism and how something was foisted as scientific upon the public's mind. Well, I, as a registered nurse, said that, well, at least the medical community is not subject to that kind of falsification, but it can be. And let's talk about vaccines. We've got this epidemic of childhood health problems. You know, there's autism on the increase, and there's ADHD, and sudden infant death syndrome, and we have all kinds of autoimmune diseases such as lupus and ulcerative colitis, and a whole rash of illnesses with Lou Gehrig's disease, diseases with foundations that never find a cure. They might find some palliative treatments that help out. But I cite doctor after doctor in my book who has stepped outside the box and said that these diseases are being caused by vaccination. And when you talk about vaccination, when you give a child the MMR vaccine, mumps, measles, rubella, you're injecting them with the viruses of three different diseases at once, which your immune system is not designed to handle, especially in a tender infant, three at once. Now, yes, they've been attenuated and weakened. I understand that. But along with that, you're giving them mercury, formaldehyde, and these, by the way, you're also getting the monkey protein, which is, what they culture these viruses in. And, you know, I'll tell you something, Dan, I'm sure you've looked at, the protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. Well, there was something in there when I read them, 3 or 4 years ago. It just hit me, or maybe it was 5 years ago. It said that we're going to distress the people of the world by inoculating them with diseases. And I said, well, we don't inoculate ourselves with diseases. What are they talking about? But that stuck with me. And when I started to discover vaccines, I looked back and said, oh, my word, that's what they were talking about even back in 1900, was inoculating people with diseases. You know, with vaccines, they actually achieved one of the greatest deceptions of all time, which is if we give you a disease, it'll make you healthy. If we make you sick, that's good for you. Now, that is something that most people, it's absurd, and yet when you get enough PhDs out there to say that this is true, people will accept it and say, well, my doctor says so. Well, your doctor's reading a journal which is funded by advertisements by those same big pharma cartel companies that pay for the advertising in that journal and that fund the studies. And so you're not going to get that information usually from your doctor, unless he's a guy who can think outside the box. By the way, I'm a registered nurse. I work with great doctors who I have the greatest respect for, and I'm not suggesting for a moment that any of them are intentionally trying to harm people with vaccines, but I really suggest that people do some research, and before you let yourself or your kids get vaccinated, do some research. You will find that no long-term safety studies have ever been done on vaccinations. And if you wanted to do that, it's a very simple way. You take some unvaccinated children and compare them to vaccinated children over years, see how their health compares. But in America, we don't allow that because every child that becomes mandatory. You want to go to public school, you've got to have your 30 or 40 plus vaccinations up to date by the time you enter school, or you're not going to go to school. And so people are bullied into getting the vaccines one after another after another, and then they wonder why the kids got ADHD and asthma and autism and Asperger's and all these other conditions that people are suffering from.
And you also have all of this childhood cancer. I mean, it used to be that elderly people or older people got cancer.
Right.
And now you have infants and little children getting cancer. It's just awful.
Right, yeah. Until they started, I forget which vaccine it was. It might have been the MMR. There was never a case of a child under two who had leukemia. And yet after they started a new step forward in vaccination, all of a sudden you had leukemia appearing in children under the age of two. And, of course, the elderly as well. How about this epidemic of Alzheimer's? Do you think that might be tied into the flu shot? The flu shots have aluminum in them, and they're finding aluminum on the nerve endings of these people with Alzheimer's, but they're not going to look at the probable cause at the vaccinations. You know, I want to say something here. God designed our bodies perfectly, and that doesn't mean they can't be. Obviously, people get sick from trauma, from injury, might be a genetic disorder, but something has to go wrong with your system. I have a friend who had a young, healthy son until recently. He came down with a very severe disease, and I asked her, without prompting her, I said, did anything happen before he got this disease, which has crippled him and put him out of work? And she said, well, the only thing is he got the chicken pox vaccine. She said, I didn't want him to have it, but I didn't go with him to see the doctor. He's old enough to go by himself, and the doctor persuaded him he should have it. I'll tell you, I, as a nurse, I've seen a patient who was paralyzed, and the doctors did MRIs and scans and couldn't find a thing. He said, the day before I got paralyzed, I had a flu shot. He said it had to be the flu shot. What can I do but agree with him?
Wow. Then you also have Gardasil and all these other vaccines. Mm-hmm. Oh, terrible.
Epidemic of vaccines.
Right. All righty. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Your You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendovite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Our guest today is James Perloff. He is the author of Truth is a Lonely Warrior. It is a Kindle edition. Has how many chapters? 25 plus 20. Well, you've got a lot of things at the back end.
The County of the Appendices is about 30 chapters and appendices.
Right. Wonderful book. You've covered so many things, and it's just very comprehensive and terrific book. You were talking about all of the plethora of vaccines. Now they have something for shingles. If you had chicken pox as a kid, then there's a chance, what is it, 1 in 3 of you will get shingles. And they have these actors on TV that are telling you how terrible it is.
Yes, and on it goes. We could probably move on to something else, but I definitely wanted to let people know there's a lot of evidence out there. I've got links to websites they can go to on this subject, and I have quotes from dozens of quotes from MDs who have gone against the stream and said no. These by the way, I want to say one more thing about vaccines, which is that they've been credited with wiping out diseases. And we talk about that, these doctors, when I quote, talk about the fact that the diseases they're credited with wiping out were actually wiped out either because they were already in massive decline and had run their course, or they were wiped out through things like better hygiene. And this was falsely attributed to the vaccinations.
Right, and it makes you think about the polio vaccine.
Yes,
which
absolutely.
Really created an epidemic of polio.
Right. Actually, many cases of polio were actually generated by the vaccine itself. We have evidence for that there. And a lot of they did a lot of playing with numbers. They started calling polio aseptic meningitis, and then, of course, reduced the number of polio victims. But there was a lot of tinkering with numbers and facts in order to create the illusion that the polio vaccine had wiped out polio.
Amazing.
I was a poster child for the polio vaccine when I was about 5 years old. Not nationally, but I mean, my picture was in the paper because I was the only kid who didn't cry with the vaccines. And they wanted a picture of the kid who didn't cry.
Oh, that's cute. The U.S. Military used the Filipinos to test some aged scarlet fever vaccine on. It was, you know, it'd been on the shelves for a long time, and it created an epidemic of scarlet fever or smallpox. Yeah, smallpox.
Just on general principle, you don't want to put anything into your body that is unnatural if you can avoid it, and you certainly don't want something with chemicals and disease viruses going into your body and toying with it. Keep your body healthy and natural as much as you can.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And thank you for bringing that up. It just reiterates things that we all know we should be doing, and yet we've all been so indoctrinated to think that we have to run to the doctor to get an antibiotic, and people take antibiotics at the drop of a hat. If they have a cold, they want an antibiotic for their cold. And it really doesn't even address a cold. So, and it destroys your immune system. So, all righty. What else do you want to talk about? The weather?
The weather hasn't been very good lately, has it? You know, back in the early 1950s, we were only having about 300 tornadoes a year in America, and it's gone up. The last decade, we've been averaging maybe about 1,500. That's a 5x increase, and you can be sure there's a reason for that. And there's certainly evidence that the weather is being tinkered with. Now, we've always known you could seed clouds to make it rain, and it's pretty well known that the U.S. Prolonged the monsoon season in Vietnam during the Vietnam War, but there's other things going on. And I actually have a quote from Bill Clinton's Secretary of Defense on the book on the fact that electromagnetic waves can be used to trigger earthquakes, create all kinds of weather phenomena. And because Zbigniew Brzezinski, as I mentioned, talked about bringing a nation to its knees through weather control. And the U.S. even signed a treaty with the Soviet Union in 1972, promising not to make weather warfare on each other. So when you look at the weather phenomena taking place, when you talk about a depopulation program, some of these towns have been hit by tornadoes, look like they've been hit by a bomb. But, of course, with a bomb, people are going to ask who did it. But with the weather, people say, well, it's an act of God. Nothing could be done. But I think people need to seriously look at this. If you want to Google the right search terms, Google HARP. It's HAARP. That is the U.S. weather control system. The Soviet weather control system is called Woodpecker Grid. But we do have a short chapter on it in there. You can create flooding by locking in a moist weather system. You want to flood the Mississippi, just lock in that moist weather at the northern end of the Mississippi River. You can create a drought in California by blocking the jet stream, bringing moist weather in, or you can create flooding in California by not letting the jet stream exit as it should. This is real. These what they call ELF waves, or extremely low frequency waves, can be projected from a ground station or a satellite, and people need to at least be alert to it, at least be Googling it and finding out, and something needs to be done about it, that as well as the chemtrails. You know, there's a great film out you can watch for free on YouTube. I linked to it from my book. It's called What in the World Are They Spraying, co-hosted by G. Edward Griffin, and they interview these congressmen, asking them, what about these chemtrails? And the congressman saying, what are you talking about? Well, the chemtrails are right outside the Capitol building. You just go on the steps, you can see them up in the air. And it appears that
I'm sorry. I had Mike Murphy on my program.
You go ahead. I've been talking too much.
No, you're great. I had Mike Murphy on my program. He was the producer of that film, and
yes,
he said that they never heard back anything from Congress, because I asked him, did they ever respond? Because they said, oh, here, let me give you these books, this film, this paper. Nobody ever took him up on anything. Never contacted him.
Right. Well, it kind of shows you just where our Congress is at, which we already knew, but the Congress is not where really to turn to for good information, is it? It's really, it seems it's the independent American working to find out the truth and not the politician.
Right. Now, do you see HAARP having anything to do with the cell towers? Because I know in other countries, such as Mexico, as Jim Stone, a researcher online, has pointed out, that he's kind of questioning whether all of these cell towers are really necessary, or are they appendages of HAARP?
What did you call them? Appendages of HAARP? I didn't quite. It's like cell tower. I didn't quite get the word
cell
there.
Towers. Yeah, he's suggesting that the cell towers are really used to facilitate HAARP.
Oh, the cell phone towers.
Yes.
Yeah, I haven't researched that. I've heard speculation on about it. You know, I'm a little suspicious of all the towers I see in my own town, which there doesn't seem to be a lot of explanation for. I don't really have information on that, but I certainly share a desire to inquire more into that and learn more about it.
Right. He said that, I believe it was him that said that he went to Mexico, and they don't have all these cell towers, and he had perfect reception for his cell phone, and was kind of wondering, well, is there another function for these cell towers to be all over, including on tops of schools and, you know, in every other place, you know, throughout the country?
I wouldn't be surprised. So much is being worked on us. When you see that jets are laying these heavy chemtrails on us and nobody in Congress is even aware of it, nothing like that would surprise me.
Amazing. Well, they're aware of it. I mean, they've signed the bills, and Dennis Kucinich brought this up in Congress. So, I mean, the Congress people know. I mean, they're getting paid off by the big lobbies that are working for the corporations.
I'm sure there's more than just ignorance with many of these congressmen. Absolutely,
sure.
Their goal certainly is to control our government. As well as our economy and our security forces.
Right. All righty. You have cyber tyranny here, chapter 19. Do you want to talk about that a bit?
Well, yeah. You know, I talk a little about the internet, and it's obviously the internet has been an extremely valuable tool. It's invaluable for shopping. It's invaluable for research. I've found out things I never would have known without it. And yet the internet has another side to it, which is that it can be used to spy on you and collect data on you. And I know that people have placed confidence in their anti-spy virus software and their anti-spyware and their firewall, but you can be sure that the government, if they want to, is perfectly capable of breaking through that, because they tell the company that makes the software that we need to spy on. You know, we need to, watch terrorists under the Patriot Act. Obviously, they're going to let them do that. And
sure.
That enables them to gather your information and know who, not only what your bank account is like, but they can figure out from your online banking, but they know who you're emailing and what you're thinking. And surely they don't have enough people to spy on every American. We're not suggesting that, but they can, as Orwell said in 1984, they have enough to spy on the ones that interest them. And here's something interesting. I draw some analogies to Orwell's book, 1984. You might recall, if you've read the book or seen the movie,
right.
There were three versions. The character Winston at the end is brought to the room everybody dreads. It's the secret police room called Room 101, and it contains your greatest fear. And that's what finally breaks down Winston. At the end, they turn him free, and he worships the Antichrist, the way he put it, he loves Big Brother. Worshiping the Antichrist is my own interpretation of that. But how is it they knew what Winston's greatest fear was?
Oh, yes.
They monitored his conversations. You know, in 1984, your TV is spying on you. And the government today could profile you from your emails, find out, you know, what you're afraid of. And they could come up with a Room 101 for you. So there's another side. The internet is wonderful and what we can use it for. But, you know, most wars, it seems, and we're talking about military wars, are often won through intelligence. If you've got the best intelligence on what your enemy's going to do, you can usually win that war. And in terms of the war on the people, I think that's no less true for the intelligence that's being gathered. You know, it used to be if a government agency wanted to infiltrate a group you know, they'd have to send an agent in who'd worm his way in, and you know, you've seen the old movie, I Was a Communist for the FBI, you know,
right.
you have to get into the group and win their confidence. Now a guy in Washington can sit drinking Starbucks coffee, he can see exactly what's going on in that group, what they're planning, what they're thinking, just by monitoring their email through the cyber network. So we've got to be, at least be alert to that. But in the meantime, let's use the internet for all it's worth.
Sure. And of course, they have these social networks, Facebook and all of these others, which I don't participate in.
Me neither,
because yeah. I think that those are probably government operations. I can't believe some of the stuff that that people put on their Facebook pages.
Yeah, I know teens are crazy about it. But like you, I've never gotten into it. I heard that Facebook was a CIA set up, but that's just anecdotal. I don't know of any absolute proof of that.
Sure. And what about a couple of years ago when the government wanted everyone to have a high definition monitor, some sort of TV that they wanted, and they were willing to pay for it? What's that all about?
That is so funny. They wanted everybody to upgrade to digital TV, and the U.S. government was issuing $40 coupons so you could do that. And I said to myself, since when is upgrading your TV a constitutional right that the U.S. government will pay for it? There has to be a reason why they want that upgrade, and I'm assuming that the digital TVs, much like Orwell's, will be able to spy on us at some point if they aren't already. In fact, there's an article I found online, which I linked to in my book. It's called Is Your TV Spying on You? There's some evidence to suggest that they can already do that. Of course, you've got a computer with a Skype, did they call it? You can talk to us and see the person
sure.
you're talking to. Well, the government can see you as well. They can look right into your home. In fact, I knew a student at West Point who told me that in one of their classes, a government, high-ranking government person came in and explained that the government could look in to any computer in America. And I don't doubt that that's true, at least if it's hooked up to the internet in some way.
Sure. And I know that there are ways that you can turn over your TV or your computer to an outside entity so that they can go in and make changes and that kind of thing if you happen to be with an agency or a business that is having trouble, with some sort of program or something. And if a corporation can do that, then certainly the government can do that because they have access to all kinds of technology that we have never even heard of. Now, we also know that, of course, that TV is used to brainwash us. Just the composition of the way that the flicker is and just the whole composition of television itself is used for brainwashing and indoctrination.
Right. And it's interesting. I'm 61 years old myself, and I can remember the golden age of television when I was a little boy, when it was Leave It to Beaver and Superman, and everything was G-rated and family-oriented. And I realized afterwards that it was done that way for a purpose. They wanted to get a TV into every home, and the only way to do that back in the 50s, it had to be patriotic and pro-family and no swearing and cursing. But once it reached saturation point and everybody had a TV, that's when they started to change the content year by year, and all of a sudden you had Archie Bunker and you had political indoctrination that never existed in the original TV shows. And year by now, the TV that's on today, I can't watch much besides turn of classic movies. But the political indoctrination, the occult stuff, the sex, the foul language, TV has become a monstrosity. But it was certainly done by design. It wasn't because the public demanded that this awful stuff be put on there.
Oh, exactly. Over the weekend, I watched a movie that my friend lent me, A Face in the Crowd with Andy Griffin.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, my goodness. It was very interesting. I had watched it before, but you can just see that the person he played just came in. He was just kind of a country bumpkin, and all of a sudden, he was on everybody's lips. Everybody was watching him. He was so influential in people's lives. Oh, it was really quite an interesting movie.
Well, you know how they pull the plug on him at the end, and he's exposed as a fraud because people can hear what he's privately saying. I
mm-hmm.
always wish they could do that to some of the broadcasters they have on television today.
Indeed. Indeed. All righty. I wonder, maybe we should take some calls. We've got, we've got some callers. Let's take Brian in Mass. Brian, welcome to the program.
Hi, Deanna. Hi, Dave.
Hi.
It's James Perloff, uh-huh.
Okay, Deanna, I just have a suggestion with regards to the mandatory vaccines.
Okay.
My child goes to a public school in my town here, unfortunately, and several months back we got a couple of letters, two or three letters saying that that my child needed to have an update for the varicella vaccine, like a booster, I guess you call it. And I felt very funny about that because I just didn't feel the vaccines, like you know, Dave and I, we all know that they're not, you know, very unhealthy for the children and so on. So I didn't know what to do. I mean, just getting the letters were getting more and more threatening, saying that my child would not be allowed to go to school without this update and so on. So finally one day, I just put together a short little letter with two lines stating that due to our family's religious beliefs, that my child would not get a vaccine for that or in the future. And that settled the whole matter.
Great. All righty. Thank you for sharing that with us. We are going to a break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes, and we'll take another call. Be right back.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today has been James Perloff. He is the author of Truth is a Lonely Warrior. It's a wonderful, wonderful book. I recommend that you all buy that, buy a Kindle version of it. All righty, let's take Kent in West Virginia. Kent, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi. I've just got a quick comment about the seeming large number of cell phone towers. I live out here in rural West Virginia, and it was a big event about 6 months ago when we got a cell phone tower in, about 12 miles away. And the thing that we were, or seemed to be heard around the town was that, well, the one company was going to put the tower up, and then a couple of months later, another company would come in and, you know, hook their apparatus up and everybody could use it. Turns out it's an AT&T tower, and if you have a Verizon phone, it won't work. And I happened to be in a Radio Shack talking to somebody about this, and they said the reason, it's an FCC law, a rule, that they cannot combine, companies cannot combine services on the single tower. So if AT&T has a tower, Verizon has to put their own tower up. That's what I was told. So that may account partially for why there's so many towers. They're just redundant. Instead of having them all in one, they have to put two or three of them up. So,
or maybe justification to put all those towers up.
Yeah, possibly too. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Kent.
Okay.
Thanks, Kent.
We were talking about vaccinations and going back to Brian's comment. The Amish, who don't receive any vaccinations at all, would be a perfect control group here in this country.
Right, and that's my understanding is that their rate of these childhood diseases is significantly lower. And by the way, I wanted to mention something that Brian had mentioned. Often the best way to legally avoid vaccination is through a religious exemption. There are, I do live in Massachusetts. I believe he was from Massachusetts too, and I know that in our state, there is paperwork you can fill out requesting an exemption based on religious grounds, and that may be the best way out of these very, destructive insinuations upon our health.
Oh, absolutely. And I think too, if I had children in school right now, I probably would pull them out and homeschool. I think that's a perfect thing to do.
Homeschooling is the way to go. Let me tell you, with the agenda that's being pushed on kids today, and you see the immorality that's taught and the bullying that goes on, and I'm not just talking about the homosexual bullying, which they're pushing as an agenda, but I'm talking about, you know, just the way kids are treated by their peers and the politically correct ideas that are pushed upon them, and how we lag behind other countries in our technical achievements of our students in terms of their education. Homeschooling is a great way to go. It's safe, and you know what's going on with your child.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it's good for the family itself, the family unit, that they
keep
to
stay together. Of course, they distress us economically, so people don't have to work two jobs and can't do that. That's part of their plan as well.
Exactly. Yes. Well, it's been absolutely lovely having you on the program today. We'll have to do this again.
Well, I appreciate being on your show, Deanna, and I've looked at your guest list, and I do want to say that in my book I didn't have time or space to get into World War II, but I understand exactly what you're saying there and I'm in full agreement, and I hope to be able to get to that material later on in my writing.
Well, thank you so much. We'll do this again for certain. All righty. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much, Deanna, and all your guests. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow. Thank you.